Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
David was asking if he can go to Taco John's because they're giving away.
Like right now?
No. Taco John's is pitching in for people. No questions asked if they're giving away. What was it? Free?
Yeah, tacos? Free meal. Yeah, free. Yeah.
Can I
go there this afternoon and get lunch?
No.
No questions asked. It's open
scammers.
To anybody. It just said it.
No. Yeah. Sorry. Do not do that.
I'm not going to go
for people who need
pretend that I need SNAP benefits. I'm just going to ask if I can have a free meal. No?
Don't do it.
All right.
Don't
I
do
won't.
It. Just save it for people who need it.
Yeah. So good,
no.
though.
David.
Your Minnesota Wild with a struggling start to the season, to say the least. They lost last night 4-1, giving up 3 goals in the third period alone. They are now 3-6-3 and 1 point shy of being in dead last in the division. Adam, how concerned are you about a slow start for the Wild?
Well, I'm very concerned. You could dig yourself a hole. Now, again, a lot of teams make the playoffs in the NHL, but it is very concerning, especially at the start of the season. You signed Kaprizov to this big deal. Fans very excited about the product, and they show up to the XL Energy Center, and it's garbage. They were booed off the ice last night, and rightly so. You know, Wild fans typically have spent the money. They still fill the seats. They still buy the jerseys, and don't demand a lot of success from their team. That's one of kind of my biggest issues with them. I wish that fans in this town, specifically with the when it comes to the Wild, would hold that team to a higher standard. But it's, and I don't know, you know, the last year the same thing happened and Dean Evason got fired. Will John Hines have the same fate? Who knows, but it's. I know Bill Guerin, I didn't listen, but he was on with Chad yesterday. I'll have to go back and listen to what he said. But he's the guy making the decisions and making the calls here. They got to do something.
Yeah, I don't care at all.
All right.
Just doesn't affect me at all. Wow. So
not even doesn't even care to even do an AI fake.
No.
Yeah, I didn't. I just don't care. I mean, play hockey. You get to play hockey for a living. You won. You won at life.
Well, maybe you'll care about this as a nearly Minneapolis resident. Jordana, Los Angeles has now claimed the top spot on Orkin's top 50 rattiest cities. That's right. It used to be Chicago. Decades-long reign for Chicago is the city with the most rat problems,
really?
Rat infestations.
Mm-hmm.
Now Los Angeles.
What's it now?
Has
Los
regained
Angeles.
The top spot. Meanwhile, don't sleep on Minneapolis. They were 12th last year, moved up, cracked the top 10. Minneapolis, the 10th
Oof.
Rattiest.
Where's New York? You think rats, you think New York.
You chat and I'll find New York.
Okay. Also, Adam, have you ever seen a rat?
I was just going to say, I've never seen
ever.
A rat in downtown. I've seen a lot of cockroaches. And if there's rats, they'd be in this building, by the way. Because
yes.
we have cockroaches, we got a lot of bats.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've yet to see a rat.
I have yet to see a rat. And I will say this, I'm in downtown Minneapolis a lot. And the streets are still clean. I see the DOD people out there picking up the trash, emptying the trash. I have never seen a rat, even at night, in downtown Minneapolis. It doesn't mean they're not there, because we've cracked the top 10, but I've never seen one.
The only rat I've seen in Minneapolis was years ago in the bowels of the Metrodome.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Which I... It wasn't Gary Gaetti? That was his nickname, Gary Gaetti,
really?
The rat.
Okay.
Yeah. Great third baseman for the Twins.
I'm not that old. A rat in the Metrodome, which I heard stories of more vermin in the basement of that building. But
And we might have rats in the basement of our building, which is 7,000 years old.
I didn't see any when I dropped my keys down there one time.
Never seen one.
New York, by the way, third. So it goes L.A., Chicago, New York, and then we are number 10.
I've seen lots of rats in New York.
Apparently, potatoes are fast becoming a popular alternative to handing out candy on Halloween. It started as a joke from a man who gave kids the option of taking candy or a potato, and then somehow, sometime, this became an acceptable alternative. Have you heard of this, and are you on board? Do you think anybody in your neighborhood will be giving out potatoes tonight?
I think this is so... What are they, Gen Alpha? Is that who the little ones are now? Like your kids' age?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they Gen Alpha? The kids after my kids and our kids that are now 20? You know, probably Gen Alpha. This is so Gen Alpha. This is so like, let's do something. Or even, you know, like the Gen Zers. Let's do something weird and quirky. And also, we can get all the candy we want at home, because that's what our gentle parents do. They just buy us candy. And it's so acceptable to have things like crazy foods, you know, in school lunches, like ketchup being passed off as a vegetable. And I think that doing something quirky and weird is very on brand for them. And I also think it's really fun. It's something parents don't know about unless you're the cool parent or the young parent.
Yeah.
So if you have a bowl of potatoes, or if you give them a potato, like those kids are going to look at you with respect. They'll be like, yes, respect. So I think it's adorable and fun and new and good new take on Halloween.
Baked potatoes would be good.
Oh,
there you go.
Wrap them in foil so they're nice and warm.
Bacon and sour cream.
Keep your hands
there.
Warm, you know, while you're out trick or treating. Then you get home, you got to
bake. No parent is letting you eat that.
You get home, you got a baked potato.
Razor blades, God knows what's in that baked potato that crazy Adam Carter gave us.
Oh, yeah. Somebody says, not Minneapolis, but there. I was at a Chipotle in St. Paul, turned on my headlights, and there were hundreds of rats, a swarm of them.
Oh,
oh gosh.
Oh. Really? Oh, that's so gross.
Also,
but I guess like a Minneapolis or a Chipotle parking lot or where the trash bins are, that would be a likely place for rats.
Also, better jokes coming from our listeners. You don't see rats in Minneapolis because they're too Minnesota nice. They would never take the last slice of pizza.
Classic.
True.
All right, finally on Quick Takes, the last Quick Take of the month is Halloween, of course, tonight. Here's the scene. You go trick-or-treating with your kids, and then you get home, you let them eat. You go, okay, you can take three pieces out, and then I'll put the rest up on a shelf. They go to bed.
You're
putting the rest of the Halloween candy up on a shelf. And you're, well, how many
don't
do you
tell
get?
Me.
Okay,
you're,
what, I don't
you're
know.
Me, you're letting your kid eat three
okay,
pieces, then
to
put it away?
I don't know.
Please.
Well, you don't get, let them eat the whole bucket?
Well, no.
No, but, okay, so you're stuck on details. You let them eat however many you're going to let them eat.
You get one piece. You
and
get
then
one
you're
piece.
You're putting
done.
That bucket away, and of course you're not going to steal any of their candy, but then that one piece of candy on top looks mighty fine. What is the one piece of candy you are stealing from your child's Halloween bucket?
Oh, it's for sure peanut butter cups. Yes. And they know. They set them aside for me. And so help me, if they get a king size, that's the first thing. They keep it separate from their candy because they know I'm eating all their peanut butter cups.
Yeah, I'd throw those right in the garbage, by the way.
Okay. Well, again, I will take your kids. What's yours?
Oh, man. Kit Kat, probably?
Really?
Or a Baby Ruth. I'm looking for the Baby Ruth. Oh, I like a Baby Ruth.
Oh, God. I can't see a Baby Ruth any differently after Caddyshack. I just can't. It's poop from now on.
I'll pull
forever.
It right, pull it right out of the toilet, man.
That's terrible. Because I don't have any trick-or-treaters at home, I'm probably going to buy peanut butter cups and eat the leftovers. David, what are you eating out of your kids after you only allow them three pieces of candy?
Yeah, I would take, and this would probably be while we're still going, if I see on the top of there like a bubble gum, I'd go, they don't need that bubble gum. I'll take that and chew it while we're going. But you got to be sneaky so they can't see you. But
yeah,
I would take a bubble gum off the top.
Gum that like it lasts for like 3 seconds, the flavor, and then it turns into cement.
17-second bubble gum. Whatever's there. I mean, I'd rather have something good, but if it's the cheap stuff, sure. Just spit
three
that back
seconds
out.
It'll last as you chew it,
you just take
but
another
it will
one.
Last for eternity after the nuclear holocaust mm-hmm. because there are so many preservatives yes. in that piece of candy that you have just put in your mouth.
7 years, they say. And if you swallow it, it'll be in your stomach for 7 years.
That's, yeah. Oh, by the way, that's a urban legend, just like the razor blades and an apple. Both not true at
totally.
All.
Totally. But so good. Like, so fun to revisit those. The razor blades and the apple. Oh, my gosh. That's fun.
Why so what's fun? Yeah, what's so fun about that? Bleeding kids. Yeah. Why is that fun?
Classic.
Kid
because
hater.
It's fake. Because it's fake. Yeah. And it's not real. And our parents used to tout that like it was, breaking news. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know what else isn't real, Adam? The influx of dangerous migrants coming through the boundary waters.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started on this.
Oh, I'm going to get you started. We're talking about that next.
Protect the border, because now that we've closed the southern border, all the illegals are going to come flooding in through the boundary mm-hmm. waters.
No, they're
via
coming.
Via canoes.
That's
families
right.
of terrorists. Families of MS-13, drug dealers, fentanyl. Canoe loads of fentanyl coming across
the
Boundary Waters canoe area. And by God, thank God we've got Mike Lee, a senator from Utah, who's willing to put that to rest. A bill being proposed by Senator Mike Lee called the Borderlands Conservation Act would let the Department of Homeland Security conduct border operations and install tactical infrastructure and surveillance systems on federal lands, and yes, my friends, that includes the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Because border crossings, even though they're way down, by the way, including 99% drop in the northern border, our Canadian mm-hmm. border, 99% down. So apparently it's still needed. Now, opponents of this, who include obviously mm-hmm. Democrats and wilderness advocates, argue it would override the Wilderness Act protections and allow the Department of Homeland Security to bulldoze or fence off public lands harming the country's most visited wilderness area. Now, I'll take a deep breath, and until I see some concrete plans over what this actually entails, whether we're going to have ice roaming the lakes in power boats, there's nothing to suggest that, but still, on its face, if you are sitting here and telling me, which, by the way, Pete Stauber, who represents that area in Congress,
he's
for Minnesota,
telling you that.
Mm-hmm. He says that that's a real threat. They're going to try to find any way they can to come in the country, and if that mm-hmm. means the Boundary Waters Wilderness Area, they'll be coming across. They'll be getting
coming.
In. They'll be getting in canoes, and they'll be paddling south to invade. Mm-hmm.
Portaging.
The north country of Minnesota. Absolutely 100% ludicrous. And it's absolutely.
And non-factual, Adam. You know, let's just really. It's important to look at actual data and facts. And the fundamental weakness in like an argument that Pete Stauber is making that the Boundary Waters is currently or is about to become a major hotspot for illegal immigration, you got to look at the facts that the security threat is massively over-exaggerated and just being used as a political pawn. Like, again, friends, this is where we need to put on our critical thinking caps and just note that they're trying to scare the crap out of you mm-hmm. because here are some of the facts. The northern U.S. border with Canada, as Adam mentioned, has seen a 99% decrease in individuals apprehended from June 2024 to August 2025. That is according to the Canadian government. That figure completely undermines the argument that the northern border And, you know, remote areas like the BWCA is a surging illegal immigration hotspot, okay, and is being used for illegal crossings at all. It's just not true. It's like a near negligible rate. We're talking about like 1%, maybe, if that's even a thing. And don't, I guess my message would be, don't let them scare the crap out of you. Don't let them use this as a way for you to live in fear. Do not be afraid, because it's not true.
Someone suggesting that this is just another effort to federalize that area so they can, you know, do more mining and drilling. And I know that has been a contentious topic for many, many years over nickel mining, copper mining, and getting close to the Boundary Waters canoe area. I don't know if that's the true motivation of this, but to, again, just deal with facts, and you nailed it. If we sit there and we really think that the Boundary Waters canoe area is somehow going to be a hotbed for illegals coming into this country, just, I don't know what to tell you. It's foolish, and it's just not based in reality.
And to your point that I can't stress enough, you have to consider the bill sponsor. It's Senator Lee. And as Adam mentioned, the proposal is really about the fact that people are willing to use the wilderness or the boundary waters to be able to for profit. Okay, the security agreement, it's just a political pretext. It's a show. It's a beard that would eventually, as Adam mentioned, allow development and infrastructure into places where it's currently legally forbidden. You're not allowed to put up electric fences there. You're not allowed to put up barriers and surveillance systems. You're just not allowed to. So the greatest danger to the boundary waters isn't these fake or hypothetical drug cartels, you know, portaging in and around. But the true threat is the compromise of the environmental protections of this area in favor of money or political goals. So I urge you, dear listener, be very critical in your thinking about whether or not this is a real thing, or it's, we just want to be able to sell the land, we want to be able to mine, and we're going to scare you with this fear of cartels canoeing in to get you to buy into it.
Yeah. It's like a few years ago when they said the MS-13 gang members were like taking cabins in the northern parts of Minnesota, were taking over cabins.
That's right. And just taking over them.
Yeah.
Just walking into someone's house and appropriating that. Yeah, that's right. That didn't happen, by the way.
Right. Okay. I'm taking a deep breath.
I just want people to understand when, and sometimes the politics works. You know, we used to believe politicians, but we can't anymore. So what they're telling you is political propaganda. It's not about the smuggling. It's about using that area as a political tool for whatever money or dealings they want to do up there. So just
say
fair
that.
Warning.
Just say, hey, we want to mine it. And people can either be for it or against it. I know there's a lot of people say, well, why not? Let's mine it. Okay. Well, then make that your argument. Don't say, we need to take over because this is a hot spot for illegal immigrants coming into the country. Mm-hmm. It's ludicrous. And you're foolish.
And I would respect that so much more if they just said, this is what we want to do, instead of trying to scare the crap out of us.
And if you believe that, you're foolish. I'm just sorry.
All right.
Traffic, weather, Tim Lammer's coming up. I've heard a lot about this show on Netflix called House of Dynamite. People are telling me, you got to watch this. Well,
really?
We'll see if Tim feels the same way. That's one of his reviews. House of Dynamite coming up next on WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I haven't heard of this one, but Adam says it's been getting great reviews from friends, and I just finished The Diplomat last night, so I feel like I might be up for a new movie tonight. And Tim's first movie, it's already streaming on Netflix. It's called A House of Dynamite, starring Idris Elba, who I would, whatever he is in, I will watch, so I have no problem with that, and Rebecca Ferguson. Before Tim reviews it, here's the trailer.
I always thought just being ready is the point. It keeps the villain in check. Keeps the world straight. They see how prepared we are. No one starts a nuclear war.
Approximately 3 minutes ago, we detected an ICBM over the Pacific. Current flight trajectory is consistent with impact somewhere in the continental United States.
Have we seen Death Grunt 2 before?
No.
I have no idea what's going on, except I think we're about to be bombed with a nuclear weapon. Tim Lammers, welcome, and what is going on?
Happy Halloween, Jordana and Adam.
Yes, happy Halloween.
Yeah,
to you too, sir.
Talk about if you want to watch a scary movie, I mean truly frightening to the bone movie tonight. This is not a horror movie. I guess so. I guess it's a real life horror movie. This whole idea of the first, it's a movie that's told from three different vantage points. It's told from the vantage point of the Situation Room in the White House. Then it winds back and it tells if it's from the vantage point of an NSA official. Then it tells it from the vantage point of the President of the United States, who is played by Idris Elba. Rebecca Ferguson plays a high-ranking official in the Situation Room. They get an alert that this ICBM, this nuclear warhead, intercontinental ballistic missile, is heading toward the United States, and it's going to strike in 18 minutes. So the big dilemma is, where, first of all, where is it going to land?
Yeah.
It's going to be a major city. I won't tell you where. It's not Minneapolis. Okay. Let's just get that out of the way. So it's just this frantic thing where they're scrambling to arrange a call to try to figure out, what do we do? Do we respond right away, which will surely begin World War III? Or do we let it, you know, should we we'll try to shoot it down. But what if that doesn't work? It's going to evaporate a major city in the U.S. Do we wait till it hits? Maybe it's going to be a dud. These things have been duds, these missiles. So it might not go off. So it might not be a good idea to launch missiles that are enemies because then they'll respond and the world is over. The biggest problem with this is they don't know where this missile came from. It just really makes for an intense and anxiety-inducing movie that I will only see once. I will only see this movie. I saw it, and I will only see it once. I don't know if there's a good movie for you tonight, Jordana, really.
Oh,
you might not sleep too well. I certainly
didn't. Too stressful.
But it was in theaters a couple weeks ago to qualify for Oscars. Mm-hmm. It's a Netflix original, so that's why it's premiering on Netflix. It actually premiered last week. But I wanted to talk about it because it's a big talker. It is really, and it has this open-ended ending that ambiguous that a lot of people don't like. I really didn't like it either. It doesn't wrap things up in a nice, tidy bow. So it'll just get you talking afterwards. It'll get you thinking, what would you do? What should they do?
The streaming pick, this is a show that I have yet to start, although it always looks intriguing to me, but it's already on season 4. Let's hear a little of this. This is Mayor of Kingstown on Paramount Plus.
The only time you're going to be safe is when you're in your cell. Watch everyone without watching. Trust no one unless I tell you to do so. Someone will come after you.
Mayor Kingstown comes to my humble office.
Warden, take care of my brother Kyle and I'll take care of you.
There's no more free passes. This is my castle now. Do we understand each other?
That sounds like Edie Falco there.
Edie Falco.
Jeremy Renner, who by miracle is still alive.
Thank God.
Yeah. He is just an amazing actor and obviously amazing resilience. He was catastrophically injured before Mayor of Kingstown season 3 went into production, and he came back. And he's back again for season 4. Now, Mayor of Kingstown, if you haven't seen it yet, and I would highly suggest starting from the beginning, it's on Paramount Plus. The mayor is a power broker, a fixer in the prison industry town of Kingstown, Michigan, which I don't believe is a real town, based on Kingston, Ontario, actually. But Mike McCluskey is Jeremy Renner's character, and he tries to keep the peace between the guards and the administration and the prisoners inside the walls and outside the walls. He tries to keep the peace between law enforcement and the gangs because everybody is at each other's throats. Now, you heard about keep him safe. Keeping him safe is his brother, Kyle, who at the end of season 3 diffused a situation where an officer looked like this officer was going to, SWAT officer was going to shoot this innocent family. So he shot the officer. The officer wore a vest. He was safe. But being a cop going into prison is not an ideal situation, right? So he's asking for protection from the new warden of the prison, played by Edie Falco. And as you could tell from that short clip, she's a hard-nosed, by-the-book sort of person. So season episode 1, Kyle goes to prison, and things don't go too well right off the bat. So it's a really ultra-intense season so far. One of my favorite shows on TV, Mayor of Kingstown on Paramount Plus.
Wow. Okay. All 4 seasons are good?
All 4 are great. I mean, obviously, just season 4 just started. So 10 episodes, only 1 episode so far. Episode 2 this Sunday.
Okay, great. Also, you want to talk about your interview with Guillermo del Toro. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, first of all, Adam, I'm going to bug you, man, because I know you said you're going to watch this one on the big screen. Have you gone yet?
I haven't. I always say I'm going to do that, and then one of these days I'm actually going to do it, but I got to. Especially this weekend. Okay. It's kind of gloomy. Maybe I'll find time to go this weekend.
Yeah, this week for sure it'll be playing in theaters yet before it starts streaming on November 7th on Netflix. This is just a movie you have to see on the big screen. But Guillermo del Toro, I mean, he is just one of the greatest directors out there right now. So inventive, so creative. And as I mentioned last week, Frankenstein has it all. So we just talk about what went into the making of his Frankenstein for an interview piece that you can Google Forbes, Tim Lammers, and you can see my interview with Guillermo del Toro. The first interview I did with him since 1997 when he came into Minneapolis, this then relatively unknown filmmaker came in, and you know, I tried, believe me, I tried in between, but finally it worked out for my favorite genre, so I'm really happy about that. So please go check out that interview.
Picks for Halloween, like, so let's say you're at home. I know you like the classic horrors, as do I, but like for Jordana, who doesn't like horror, what is she supposed to watch? What's a pick for her to pick this Halloween?
You know, the truth of the matter is, I mean, if she wanted, Jordana, if you wanted to watch a classic monster movie, I mean, the original Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein, those movies are relatively tame. No blood, guts, or gore. I mean, you got to remember, these are black and white films. I mean, what kind of effect would they have anyway? So, you know, those two are streaming on Amazon Prime, Prime Video. Those are always at the top of my list for recommending films. But, you know, I was thinking too with Adam, if you want, Jordana, you should just see Young Frankenstein, the comedy by Mel Brooks, which is an all-time classic.
Top five movies, maybe top three movie for me.
Yeah, see, and that's just the same way with The Bride of Frankenstein being in a top five or top three movie of all movies for me. So, yeah, I mean, those are relatively tame deals. I'm not into the slash and gash, this gory horror movie stuff. I watch them because I have to review them. But, you know, give me the old classics any day. So, I mean, I would highly recommend. Unfortunately, Young Frankenstein is not streaming for free or in a subscription service, but you can certainly rent it digitally, or you could probably buy a DVD or Blu-ray on in stores. And then finally, Frankenweenie for family viewing, stop-motion animation, Tim Burton. That one is on Disney Plus.
Okay, sounds good. I'm not a big fan of Guillermo del Toro, but I would listen to your interview so you can get more hits there on that interview. So I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, have a safe and happy Halloween, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Tim.
You got it.
See you, man.
All right. Someone said, is House of Dynamite similar to Dr. Strangelove? Did you watch it yet, Adam, or no?
No, I've heard a lot about it, though. And okay. Exactly to Tim's point in that it's very stressful, very open-ended, and very reflective of kind of our angst that we face in day-to-day life. So, yeah, you got to be in the right mindset to watch that. I don't know if I'm
well, that's it. I think Friday night is not the time where I want to, like, have all this tension.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of been, I, whenever somebody recommends a show to me, I'm like, oh my God, is that going to make me just want to end it all? Because I can't watch things that are too depressing. Mm-hmm. I need, real life is too depressing. And I feel like I need things that are positive and happy in my life. Although I just finished The Diplomat, and that's pretty scary. Did you finish the season three yet?
No, I'm only two through it. So I'm like waiting to be in the right mindset to watch that because that is such a good show and I need to be paying attention. So maybe I'll knock off a couple of more of those this weekend.
This season I found, though, was a little confusing. I found like the characters weren't as well developed. We weren't exactly sure. Well, wait a minute. Who's she sleeping with now? And where did he come from? And it just was, I find, a little bit confusing, like a little too inside baseball. And I've seen all three seasons of it, so it was a little bit challenging for me. So anyway, want to take a break?
10:47. We'll be back after this on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
10:50, that is your Lindus Construction time check. Time to restore your home after the storm with expert storm damage repair from our friends at Lindus Construction. Would you wear let's say you came to work every day, and on Friday today they said, hey, we're going to have they encourage you to wear a costume. Would you wear a costume to the office?
You know, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of work for me.
Would you rather be the only person that shows up without a costume, or the only person who shows up with a costume?
Without a costume.
You'd rather be the party pooper?
Yeah. Would you show up in a costume?
Yeah, I think I would. In fact, you know, today I was thinking, maybe I'll throw something on that, something easy where I normally wouldn't wear, but I couldn't find anything. Like, I just didn't want to throw, like, a jersey on and say, hey, I'm a baseball player or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe I would do something like that just to, like, be participatory, but I wouldn't put a lot of effort in. Again,
no.
It's too much work.
Yeah, you're not putting, not going renting something to do it, but
I'm already going to work.
Yeah.
If I had a costume that I was had ready and was going to wear later today, and then the work
You would have worn it here?
Yeah, if I thought a few other people would, and it was ready to go, laying on the bed, and I could just put it on early, sure. I'll participate, but
I'm
not going to go out of my way.
I approve of offices that say, you know what, that encourage people to show up with a costume. I think that is a fun thing to do. I don't feel like that's too forced. Like, as long as you don't make me wear a costume, hey, they encourage you to say, hey, we're having fun. It's a Friday. Wear your costume into work today. That's kind of fun.
But, like, then you get yourselves in trouble. Then you get someone dressing up as a Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard thinking that that's funny. And it's not.
No.
You know, then you get somebody coming in blackface or the pregnant nun, which we now know is very offensive. And you can't. And then it's a whole HR nightmare because people are so stupid that I don't know that we can be trusted to have nice things. We can't even have high school graduations at a local university because we're shooting each other and getting in fights. We are this stupid. Do you have faith that people would not somehow exploit this, or somebody is coming in the sexy nurse costume and it's just not appropriate to see someone's butt cheeks at the office?
Yeah, perfectly appropriate to come as the sexy nurse.
Also, I disagree with the premise of that whole idea, Jordana. Yes, there's crazy people that do crazy things, but the answer to that is not to batten down the hatches and say, we're never going to do anything fun or risky at all because there's a chance that somebody's going to do something dumb. No. Like, that's giving in to the crazies. That's letting the 0.2% of people that do, you know, whether it's inappropriate or violent, whatever things, let's letting them win by saying, well, there's a small chance this might happen, so we're going to stop all fun.
And when somebody
it's
does...
protecting themselves
no,
from themselves.
It's being boring.
They're dumb.
That's like, hey, there's a small chance that at our holiday party, somebody could, you know, that used to be an alcoholic might come and there might be an issue. Mm-hmm. So we're never going to have alcohol at any staff thing because there's a little risk. No, like, you don't let, like, a maybe ruin the whole fun for everybody.
Okay.
And
so good luck with everybody's Halloween parties. I hope nobody gets fired or called into HR. I mean, you know, I guess that's why I wouldn't risk it. Go ahead.
Oh, well, my wife this morning, she went into the office and they also encouraged people if they wanted to come in costume, they could. And here's how much effort she put into it. She came up the stairs last night with a hockey jersey and her like stocking hat that she usually wears to hockey games. And I said, I didn't realize Ryan had started hockey already. Is there a game tomorrow that I'm not aware of? She's like, no, I'm going as a hockey mom tomorrow.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Good for her. She didn't have to go out and spend money.
Terrible costume.
Yes, it is.
That's a terrible costume. That is a
so proud of Jen.
Oh, no. Jen, you should be ashamed of yourself. But I said,
you can't go as something you already are. That's not a costume. Like, she is a hockey mom, and she's going as a hockey mom. Like, that's not...
Right.
Like, you, Jordana, could go as a hockey mom. That would be funny, because you're not.
Because you're not a hockey mom.
Yes. Exactly.
Be like Adam going as a radio host. Right?
Or,
here I am,
or a deer hunter. Yeah, hey, I'm a deer hunter. I got a blaze orange hat on today.
But see, that's legit. Like, if you showed up with your vest and your deer schmutz and, like, all that stuff, like, that would be a good... I think that would be totally fine. And it wouldn't get you to HR. I just worry about people. I just want to protect themselves from themselves.
We don't. We can't protect people from themselves. The way to protect people from themselves is when they do something stupid to call them out on and say, be better than that. Stop being an idiot. And we're going to continue to do our thing, but leave the Klan costume at home, you moron.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Someone said, Jordana, it's okay. Everything's going to be okay. There are enough adults in the room that being okay with people wearing costumes won't get anybody fired, unless they should have been anyway.
Yeah. Right.
I've just met enough people to know that we are just of just such a bad species and we're going to get ourselves in trouble. So, okay. I mean, good luck. If you would like me, I will borrow Jen's hockey uniform and next year, I'll come in as a hockey mom. I think that would be very cute.
But I did ask her, though, as I said, you have to make sure you're completing the costume. You have to have the big Yeti cup that's got some adult beverage in it, because that's also that's part of the costume of being a hockey mom. You got to have the big Yeti cup with a little something in the Yeti cup.
But if the something in a regular workplace would get you in trouble because you're not allowed to be drinking on the work site. And Jen is very smart.
Yeah.
I just fear that other people would.
They might
take that too far.
Yeah, I think at their office on a Friday they might be okay with that. That's a fun one.
Someone says my hubby went to work in a banana costume. Fantastic, right? So bananas are still like PC and legit, and we can do that, right? There's nothing offensive about bananas.
Not as far as I know. The banana.
Everyone's a banana or a potato.
Good potassium
this Halloween,
right? All right. We have him on every year on this day, and we're going to find out where he's coming from. The one, the only, you've heard it before, our guy who is trying to get that memorial built to the 1991 Halloween blizzard. We are 34 years after the greatest single event that people love to talk about. The Halloween blizzard is my friend Steve Reiner. Any closer to getting that memorial built? We'll find out. Steve comes up after the news on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.